Okay, so what we're doing is we're taking up the question about, continuing on the question about the Rav's Kiddush, is that when you're like Kiddush, you have a right not only to use wine, even though the Takana was Kiddush al Yayin, but if you're hungry and you're in the mood for bread, you could use bread for Kiddush. Okay? But that's not the case by anything else. By Abdullah, by benching, by Sheva Brachos, by whatever. I mean, you never find you use bread, right? So we said, what's the deal? Why is this unique? Right? Why is he saying that there's a Schiddush here that you can use bread? So we said that, see, the din of Yayin in general is Chashivas. Right? That your Machshiv, whatever Amiro you're saying, through Yayin. Right, because wine is Chashiv. Bread, every meal, everyone has bread. Bread is just sustenance. So I mean, bread is every meal. Poor people eat bread and salt, you know, bread and water, whatever. And bread is no chashivas per se, although it's a nice food because it fills you up. But it's not chashivas. It has significance. It doesn't indicate significance. It's not sophistication. But what we said is that there is. See, bread is. But so how does it work by Kiddush? So you say because bread is on Shabbos. Bread. See, bread is the koveya of a suda. And there's such a thing as the Suda Chashuva, like Suda Shabbos, Suda Yantav, Suda Chashuva. So the thing is that the bread, which is the koveya of Suda Shabbos, is not just ordinary bread. That bread has Chashivas, because it is the staple, the foundation of a meal, Chashuva meal, Suda Shabbos. So he says, by Kiddush, the bread, you're not just using bread, you're using the bread of Suda Shabbos, which is has Chashivas situationally, even though it doesn't intrinsically have Chashivas. But situationally, it has chashivas. Right? Situationally, it has chashivas. And therefore, we said that's Rav's Chiddush, is that that also works. The halacha that you need yayin is not intrinsically advanced for yayin, but you could use something which has a situational chashivas as well. Right? Okay. So now the question is like this, is that the Mazal Machlokas, between the Rif and some unnamed Rabbanim, about whether you could do that. Let's say you have, it's the Motzai Shabbos, is the beginning of Yantav. So Yantav begins the Motzai Shabbos. So you package together the Kiddush and the Havdalah all into one. So it's Havdalah on Shabbos and Kiddush on Yantav. So now, do you say, these Rabbanim claim, he says, well, let's say you're hungry and you're using bread for Kiddush. So they say, since you're using the bread for Kiddush, you could equally use it for the Havdalah. Right? Even though Havdalah doesn't usually have a pas, doesn't work, but here you go. And we explained very well, because the bread now is not just bread, it's bread of Siddur Yontif. So it's chashiv of bread, so it will be machshiv the Havdalah, just like a machshiv the Kiddush. What's the difference? It's not a din intrinsically in Kiddush, it's a din of the Siddur Shabbos, the lechem of Siddur Shabbos or Siddur Yontif. So what's the difference if it's functioning for Kiddush or it's functioning for Havdalah? Right? The Rif says no. No go. He says we never find anywhere that Kiddush or that Yain or that bread works for Abdallah, and therefore it doesn't. Right? It doesn't work for Abdallah. But the question is why not? Why not? What's the difference? Seems like it should. That's our problem. It's one problem we have to deal with today. Yeah. Okay, so say like this, and it's similar to what you're saying, no?
Yes.
So putting it together, yeah, furthering it, right? Yeah. So maybe like this, is that the Rif holds, though it's not pshat. See, the other pshat does learn that really you're using yayin or you're using pas. But pas could be chashuv if it's a suda chashuva. Right? So now, what's the difference if it's a suda, if it's a dollar kiddush ba'am one, is you tell me this pas is chashuv, so who cares? It's chashuv pas, so you could use it. But the Rif's saying, no, it's not pshat that pas is chashuv. Yayin is chashuv. But the way it works by Kiddush on Pas is that the Kiddush is on the Seudas Shabbos. You're not doing Kiddush on Pas like you're doing Kiddush on Yayin. Because Pas as a substance really isn't Chashav. But Pas is the ushers in the Seudas Shabbos. It's the Koveh of the Seudas Shabbos. So you're doing Kiddush on the Seudah. And the way you grab hold of the Seudah is by the Pas. So it's the Pas as the initiator of the Seudas Shabbos. So you're machshiv the Kiddush by the fact that you're saying Kiddush over the meal of Shabbos. How do you do it over the meal? The meal takes an hour. So the way you do it over the meal is by doing the Kiddush over that which is koveya of the meal. So that's how you're machshiv the Kiddush. the Kiddush is said over the meal. But you can't say Havdalah. Havdalah is an activity of Shabbos going out. And you can't say your Havdalah over your Sudas Yontif, which is an activity of the next day. So it can't be a Havdalah over that meal. So there can't be a Tziruf. See, if it's just on the Chafetza, you could say Havdalah Kiddush on saying Chafetza. But if the very nature of the Chashivas is because it's my Kiddush over the meal, so you can't, the meal has nothing to do with the previous day. So the bread, you could say, it could be related to, but if the very Kiddush is relating to the meal, so it can't be an activity of the previous day, because the previous day, Havdalah has no shaychus to the meal. You can't say, my Sudas Yontif is Machshiv, my Havdalah of Shabbos. That won't work.
Chashuv?
No, the bread isn't chashuv. According to this side, the way the Rif is learning, it's not pshat that it's Kiddush on the bread. Because bread isn't the davar chashuv. It does never work for any brachos. But what it's Kiddush is, you're saying Kiddush on the Seuda. On the Seuda Shabbos. And that's what's machshiv it. That you're saying the Kiddush over the Seuda Shabbos. Now the bread is the koveya. A Seuda Shabbos is a davar chashuv. The bread is the koveya of the Seuda Shabbos. But I mean, the simple pshat, I mean, the idea is, look, yayin is the only thing which works. Now you have a chiddush here that pas works. The pas is not an alternative to yayin, it never is. Now you have a chiddush that it works. So the question is, how does it work? So I'm suggesting, I mean, so you could say, the other position held is that pas normally doesn't have chashivas. But when it's the kovei of a suda chashuva, then it is chashuv. So it's davar chashuv. Oh, so now the pas is davar chashuv. So now you can use this pas. It becomes like imbued with chashivas, and now you can use it for whatever you want, because now it's like the same thing as yayin. So you can use it for kiddush, use it for adal, use it for both. It's fine. But that's because you're saying it's the bread which is imbued with chashivas, and that which is mashiv it is the chafetza of the bread. But the Rif is saying no, it's not the chafetza of the bread. It's the bread which is as a koveya of the Seuda Shabbos, and it's the Seuda Shabbos which is machshav the Kiddush. But I'm saying the Kiddush, I can be machshav the Kiddush by saying it over Yayin, or by saying it over the Seuda Shabbos. How do I say it over the Seuda Shabbos? By doing it over the pas of the Seuda. But you can't be machshav Havdalah over the Seuda, because Havdalah is the day is going out. So you'll say you machshav it by doing the next day's meal. That's totally extraneous. It's like an opposite activity. So you can't use that. So now you can't just use bread. Isaac, you good? Okay. Okay, so now we have the next problem. Okay, the next problem is like this. Is under what conditions do you have a right to use pas? Do you say, by Kiddush, forget Havdalah, Kiddush. Mm-hmm. Do you say, you can just do whatever, you can do whichever one you want, doesn't really matter. Pas, Yayin, whichever, by Kiddush. Or do you say that it only works if you're hungry? And the Gemara says, Rav used to do it. When he was hungry, he'd make Kiddush on Malachim. When he was thirsty, he'd make Kiddush on one. So does it just mean whatever? You can do whatever you want. And how did Rav decide? He just used what he's in the mood for. Or do you say, no, that's the very halacha, is that you could do it on pas when you're hungry. You can't just stop doing it on pas whenever you want. So if you're not hungry and you're thirsty and you're ready to make Kiddush on Yayin, and then by accident you wash, and now you got problems, you can't just switch and now do your Kiddush on the pas, because it's not the situation where you're hungry. And it's not just a free-for-all. You can't just do it on pas because you whatever, because you got stuck. You can do it on pas because you're hungry, right? And the Rambam says you can do it if you're hungry or if you don't have any wine. I mean, I don't know if it's called the Rambam. Rambam seems maybe you go both ways. But the way we were learning in the Rashbam is that it's not legitimate to just switch like that. Your right to do it is the fact that you're hungry. So the question is, what's that idea? Yeah, so maybe like this, that's good. I mean, so Levi's saying, I mean, maybe there are different ways you go on this, but it's good, let's try this way, is that the Kiddush is like Shevach. It's Shevach about the Yom, right? Shevach, that Yom HaShavas is an important day and all that. Right? Now you want to show this is not just some speech, some words, but it's important words. It's Chashav, right? Your machshiv, that which you say by doing it on the davar chashuv. So you could argue, so I could use either davar chashav, there's yayin is chashav, or a pas of sudo is chashav. Right? And either way, it's machshav the kiddush. It shows it is davar chashav. So who cares which one I like better? The point is, given that they both work, they both qualify this amira as being a chashav amira. Right? In terms of my maisa of giving shavach, I'm doing it in a way which indicates chashivas, right? Which expresses, exhibits chashivas, because I'm using a davar chashav. But the other argument could be, it's like part of shavach is the gavra meshabeach. Like the gavra is a component of a shavach. Shavach isn't just like an objective declaration, but it's the person is involved in giving the shavach. And as far as the person is concerned, if he really has a preference for wine, and that's in his mind and in his eyes is what's chashav, now he just bypasses his wine and says, you know what, I'm just going to go for the bread, and I don't want to waste my wine, or something like that. You know, he just uses bread in the presence of yayin. So then in his experience of giving the shavach, in his mind, it really lacks in certain chashivas, because he's using second best. So the question is, do you say that is that like a ma'akev in the since the gavra is a component of shavach, do you say if insofar as the gavra is concerned it like has the pagam, so then you can't use it? Or do you say no, that since the ultimate kiyum is like an objective statement about the Yom HaShabbos, and shavach kiddush is an objective shavach, it's like a ma'is of shavach, the personal feelings of the individual of the Mekadesh is not relevant. You know? The question of his personal framework is part of the Kiddush. Like you could say, like there's a stronger way to say this question is the whole Kiyam a din in the Gavra, or is the Kiyam like an objective Kiyam in the Shavach itself? You know, if it's a din in the Shevach itself, then who cares what he's feeling? If you say the whole Kiyam is a Kiyam and the Gavra is relating to what's important, then of course, then it goes by his first and second place. But I don't know if you have to go so far. It could just be, look, it's essentially, everyone agrees, it's a din in the Shevach being an important Shevach. And therefore, in theory, they both work. But the Gavra is part of it, and Shevach, it's a component of Shevach, is the Gavra Meshabayach. So do you say the fact that in the framework of the Gavra he's using second best is like a ma'akev? Do you say that in order to use it, it has to be chashav in his framework as well? Right? Right, or that's my mark you're saying. It's like, do you say there's like an objective chashivos and a subjective chashivos? The objective framework, you say they're both chashiv. But in the subjective chashivos, that which is when you have a first and a second, the second one really lacks chashivos because it's second to the other one. That's like the answer. If you don't have wine, then that's chashiv. But in the presence of the first, the second one lacks chashivos. So do you have to use an object which partakes of the subjective chashivos as well as the objective chashivos? And if that's the case, then if you have them both, you have to use the one which you like better. Where do you say that it's sufficient to use an object which objectively has chashivos, and since objectively they both have chashivos, so it suffices? It doesn't matter, like, his personal preferences. And see, that's a good question. That's interesting. Why do you say objectively one is better? You're saying subjectively I like this better, I like that better, so therefore you can't use a second place. So why don't you say objectively, which is better? And therefore you should only be able to use the first one. But it could be objectively they're different. See, in an objective framework, they're just two different things. Yayin is like a substance, which is chashav, and pas is an entity of suda and a suda chashuva, and like they're qualitatively, they're different. But like, when you deal with a person and his appetites, it's like you can't help but like you're drawn, like what are you in the mood for? There's like an idea of, you don't just look at them as different, but your emotions are drawn towards something, and you look at the other thing as, well, not what you want. And now I want this, and I don't want that. And it's just like the way your emotions go. So therefore, subjectively, insofar as you're drawn towards one of them, the other one becomes unimportant in yours. So that's what he's saying, is when Rav was, the way the Rashbam will learn, when Rav was hungry, he only wanted bread. That's what he wanted. So that's chashav. And you have to use that which is not only objectively chashav, but subjectively chashav. when Rav was thirsty, that's, he wanted the wine. He went for that. It could be, look, if he was, didn't have any particular feeling one way or another, then presumably he'd use whichever one. I don't know, whatever he'd use. Maybe, and then it wouldn't really matter. You know, maybe he'd use yayin because whatever, but it wouldn't really matter. What he's holding is that you need the subject of chashivas, and the subject of chashivas takes into account, that's the way a person's emotions go, is that which you want, you're driven towards that, and everything else is all that after. It becomes unimportant to him. But objectively, you just say, look, they both have their own chashivas, and whatever. They're different. It's not better or worse, they're just different. But your emotions don't just go that way. You know, you want something, and the other thing becomes, lacks the significance because it's not in the forefront of your mind. So the question would be, is that since you're trying to be machshev the Kiddush, and the Gavro is a component of the Kiddush, of the Shevach, do you say that you needed the Chavtza to be objectively and subjectively significant? Or you say, no, it's just an objective thing that you may machshev the Kiddush, and it doesn't matter, as long as you use a Dover, which is objectively chashev, that's sufficient. Oh, it's like, yeah, okay, so I think tomorrow we'll try to do is to look at the Ran on this. Okay, the Ran in this Gemara, and see how he learns. Yeah, okay, it's basically the piece of Notal Yodav L'Yikadesh. It's a Chaf Beis and an Aleph, like 10, 20 lines in the bottom. He brings out the Balamar. We'll just kind of take it in order.